remain standing for the call to worship. I shouldn't assume anything. I thought that was a Charles Wesley song, but it's not. It was written by a fellow by the name of Reginald Heber, and it's based on Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. And he wrote it in 1826.
Wow.
That's almost as old as this church. Ha, that's pretty cool.
That's good.
All right. Joanne.
We gather together to worship God without being afraid to come into His presence.
Instead of fear, we are filled with joy to be in God's presence as we worship Him.
That is because Jesus has established a new covenant with His blood, that we may be brought to God without the terror of Mount Sinai.
Oh, we come to God knowing He is still our judge, but confident of His love He has shared with us through His Son, Jesus. In the prayer of prayer together. Eternal God, who had made Yourself accessible to mankind through a new covenant, made possible by the blood of Jesus, draw us into Your presence by faith in Your Son, so that we may be cleansed of our sin and inspired to live a holy life. In our Savior's name we pray. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.
Glory to the Father.